Well, how would I call it? Spillway, that's all.
Marsh?
Well, yeah, they got that too, you see.
Yeah.
They tell me that thing worth plenty of money now. Right? Let me see who got that big man there around Jefferson Parish there. He got a place that tell me worth plenty of money. I don't know if you sold it, but worth plenty of money now. That's right. But you see, they're draining all them places now.
Mm-hmm.
Cutting them canals, throwing that water in the Gulf.
Yeah.
Years to come, they won't make something out of it.
Yeah.
Now you take back that?
Sure.
That canal back there taking that water? It used to be wet, but it wasn't wet no more.
Used to be
a marshy place.
Mm-hmm. Now, what other, you got any kind of places where water goes around the, well, you got the False River over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else have you got? You got the Mississippi.
You got Mississippi, then you got the drainage here, right? Not too far, about a mile back this way.
Yeah.
You see that water falls in that, that bayou back there, in that ditch.
Yeah.
The big canal. And from that canal, it falls in that bayou, and the bayou put it in that drainage. And that drainage, take it and put it in a bayou called Portage. I wake on Portage. And from Portage to Grove State, and from Grove State to Grand, how you call that place? Grand Isle, all the way to Bifig Bay into the Gulf. That's where this water goes.
Into the what? Into the
Gulf. Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
That's something.
Yeah.
And
I've seen that.
I put log on Portage for Mr. Klein, and it's a bayou, you know. Well, they dug it, they cleaned it up, and they got another bayou run from further back in the woods, you call Cascaree, that fall into Horseshoe Lake and into Portage. You ought to see them things back there.
Yeah.
Yes, and we go back there.
You know, that flat kind of low-lying land along the stream,
mm-hmm,
or bayou that would be plowed late in the spring. Did you ever have any of that?
No. Oh, no.
Didn't have any of that?
You can't do it, but you can't do it one time you get the big flood rain, drown out your crop.
Yeah.
Yeah, you take, you're talking about that. Right now, I mean, they got some trouble in Tennessee Hope. I mean, in Tennessee Hope, Harry, with that water. Right now.
In the what land? In the...
That's in that clay,
yeah,
back in the wood. Now, whenever that fire get overflowed, it drown out the front.
Yeah.
And you can't go too close to that.
Yeah.
You can't miss river and all them places.
You mentioned it. Well, a coulee is a place.
That coulee is that's the bayou they call the Buckhorn Bayou. But everybody cool it. People call it cool it because it runs, you see.
Yeah.
You mean cool it, that means a man drying a bottom, just like thing cool it. You say, well, the little that cool it, that water leaking going on down. That's
moves pretty good, huh?
That's cool it. They got that over there in the square. That bottom run all the way across. Long buck on, yeah. Now that bayou back of Mr. What you always saying that water there. Now that's the lead of that bayou, that Buckhorn Bayou. I think deep, because I went across that. We were some year in that land. And I was the one that had to change in front. I went water up to here. That's no joke. That place had alligators at that time. And Mr. the old man.
You're lucky you didn't get.
I was close to a fence. And I said, what about me getting on that fence? He said, no, don't get on that fence. That fence might be rotting at the bottom, you know, that water. Yeah. That is in the month of October, too. I said, well, Mr. Gash, me and you, I hit that water. And when I got the center of that body, I had to put a stake there. Keep going. But good thing we see an alligator. And I was glad, too. Now, that's that Buckhorn Bayou. That ground is as hard as this at the bottom. That's right. And Mr. Mac wanted to drain that bayou.